Commander-in-Chief, my highest priority is the security of the American people.
We will defend our freedom. We will bring freedom to others. And we will prevail. May God bless our country and all who defend it.
WBAI, speaking truth to power for over 50 years. WBAI, your community alternative.
The WBAI Community Advisory Board will be holding a special meeting on Sunday, November 2nd, starting at 2 p.m. at the Wall Street Atrium at 60 Wall Street in Lower Manhattan. This is a CAB town hall meeting designed to have as many people as possible come and voice their opinions and concerns regarding the current state of WBAI and Pacifica Radio. Again, there will be a special town hall meeting for the WBAI community held on Sunday, November 2nd at the Wall Street Atrium at 60 Wall Street in Lower Manhattan. All are invited and welcome to come.
Coming this Friday, October 17th, week 4 of the 5-week Feminist Film Festival. It's an evening of transgressive, militant, direct action feminist films, performance, and discussion. We'll show Lizzie Borden's cult classic, Born in Flames. It's set in a futuristic New York City where a socialist revolution has left women out and a women's army has formed, led by black women to put women back in, featuring legendary Flo Kennedy. We'll see Left on Pearl, a documentary about the actual takeover and occupation of a building near Harvard by women's liberationists in the 1970s, plus music, photography, and discussion. It's all at 388 Atlantic Avenue, where doors open at 6 for shorts and features are at 7:30. You can find out the full schedule at WBAI.org. Oh, we'll also have popcorn.
And this is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, streaming live at WBAI.org. It's midnight. Ordinarily, we'd be listening to Robert Knight commemorative versions of Earthwatch, followed by Jim Freund, An Hour of the Wolf. Both of those shows are on hiatus this evening. Lister will be here, Burn Baby Burn, at 3 a.m. But in the meantime, we do have a few encore presentations of some of the highlights of the BAI Fall Fundraising Drive, starting with this edition of Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. Stay tuned.
This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report, and we're asking you to go to the phone. We are offering you Jim Risen's book, Pay Any Price, Greed, Power, and Endless War. If you go to the phone right now, make that call. Your contribution of $100 makes you a member of WBAI Independent Radio. You can also get a copy of the DVD of the hour for a $75 contribution. For $150, you can get the book and the DVD. That's $12.50 a month, or $150 if you call in right now. We have a limited supply of the book. The number to call is 212-209-2950. Make that call. Make it now. Ever since 9/11, Jim Risen writes, America has fought an endless war on terror, seeking enemies everywhere and never promising peace. In Pay Any Price, Risen reveals an extraordinary litany of the hidden costs of that war, from squandered and stolen dollars to outrageous abuses of power to an attack on normalcy, decency, and truth. In the name of fighting terrorism, our government has done things every bit as shameful as its historic wartime abuses. And until
Pacifica,
this
is very hard.
Democracy Now.
Cover them up.
If you're covering the war on terror,
please call right now. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Your call makes it possible for WBAI to continue. Fill these phone lines. We cannot do this without you. We ask you to go to the phone. We ask you to stand up for independent media. We want to play more of this interview, but please call in right now. Fill the phone lines. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Make the call that makes it possible for WBAI WBAI to continue. If you live in Hackensack or you live in Hell's Kitchen, if you live in Harlem or you live in Hollis, Queens, we're asking you to go to the phone Hempstead in Long Island, make that call. Talking of colors, if you live in the Oranges in New Jersey or you live in Blue Point in Long Island or Green Point in Brooklyn or Red Hook there as well, Brownsville, go to the phone. Let us know you're in the house, 212-209-2950, and move WBAI from being in the red to the black. We urge you to call right now, 212-209-2950. I want to talk about some of the revelations in Pay Any Price, and that's certainly something that James Risen has done. He has paid quite a price. As he writes his award-winning reports in the New York Times, he is under siege from the U.S. Justice Department. We urge you to go to the phone right now. He said to Maureen Dowd in an article in the paper, that President Obama is the greatest enemy to press freedom in a generation. More whistleblowers have been prosecuted under President Obama than under all presidents combined. We urge you to call. We ask you to stand up for independent media. Pay any price, greed, power, and endless war. Among the stunning revelations in this book, as much as $14 billion in cash was flown to Iraq by the U.S. government, only to have much of it stolen. Approximately $2 billion of the money was secretly transported out of Iraq in what may be one of the largest robberies in modern history. More than $1 billion of that cash is now sitting in a bunker in Lebanon beyond our reach, despite the fact that we have known about it for years. The Pentagon tried to set up its own version of the CIA, another of the revelations, complete with foreign agents working for cover corporations, only to find itself in bed with questionable Middle Eastern figures, including one who allegedly sought to use a covert Pentagon operation to launder hundreds of millions of dollars. On the side, there were also proposals that would have led to sales of drones to Syria and Lebanon and sales of chemicals that could have been used for explosives to other customers. An internal criminal investigation of the fiasco has been kept secret until now. We urge you to call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Hey, if you were here on Democracy Now!, you'd be meeting James Risen right now. If you want to come to the set of Democracy Now! And watch the broadcast, you and your special guests, sit on the set, watch the broadcast, drink the show in with Fair Trade Organic Coffee, Tea, have fresh baked muffins and bagels. Please call. Let us know that you're listening, that you're standing up for independent media. 212-209-2950. And then I get to personally host you for dinner, as I'm doing tonight. Today I'm going over to the UN this afternoon to do a public interview with Noam Chomsky, who will be speaking at the UN General Assembly. But afterwards, I'll be taking folks out for dinner, and I can't wait to be able to sit down with you, make that if you make this contribution that goes directly to WBAI, to kick back, to toast WBAI, to hear your stories, your life story. I go on that life journey with you. And then I get to hear the decisions you've made in your life and where you've come to, what you want to be doing, and meet your guest as well. And that is a $2,000 contribution that goes directly to WBAI. That is a tax-deductible charitable contribution. If you could possibly afford that, it means so much to WBAI, I cannot tell you. You don't have to know when you can do this. You just make the pledge. And then I get to personally host you and tour you through Democracy Now!, the greenest internet radio studio, the greenest TV, radio, internet studios in the country. Folks, please call. Let us know you are in the house. Hey, Stan, thank you so much for that $1,000 donation yesterday. Stan called in from North Brunswick, New Jersey. Keep the phone calls coming in. And we also have a $150 contributor calling in from Staten Island and Morganville, New Jersey. Victor called in from Brooklyn. Carl called in from the Bronx. Leslie's called in from Brooklyn. We urge you to go to the phone. We ask you to stand up for independent media. We cannot do this without you. Fill the phone lines. If you live in Long Island or New Jersey or Connecticut or Pennsylvania or right here in New York, make that call. 212-209-2950. $150 contribution. You get the book, Pay Any Price. You get the DVD of our interview with James Risen today. Please call in. We cannot do this without you. Only together, only with you, your call makes the difference. James Risen talks about the incredible bravery of whistleblowers at the National Security Agency trying to protest some of the abuses of domestic surveillance. Later, in much greater detail, by Edward Snowden, their careers were destroyed thanks to government persecution. James Risen knows the costs of government persecution through direct experience. He's been pursued by both the Bush and Obama administrations as part of a six-year leak investigation into his previous book, When Will the Abuses Stop? 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. We just got a call from Scarsdale. Thank you so much for that pledge. You'll be getting James Risen's book, Pay Any Price. When you call, you're not only getting the book, but you're sending a signal to the powers that be that you're willing to stand up for independent media. Please join that listener from Scarsdale. We just got Ken calling in from Yonkers. He's getting a copy of the book, $100 contribution. Thank you, Ken. And Victor's called in from Warwick, New York. He is getting James Risen's book as well. Thank you, Victor, for that call. Yonkers is in the house. Warwick is in the house. Scarsdale is in the house. How about Roslyn or Roslyn Heights taking WBAI to new heights? How about Cambria Heights in Queens? How about Crown Heights? We urge you to go to the phone right now and let us know you're in the house. Brooklyn Heights, we need you. If you live in Bushwick, give us a call. Fort Greene, we need your support. Williamsburg, you are not off the hook till you take it off the hook, Red Hook. 212-209-2950. Make the call that makes it possible for WBAI to happen. It is simply that important. Whether you pledge $75 for the DVD, $100 for the brand new book published today, Pay Any Price, Greed, Power, and Endless War, by James Risen. Make that call right now, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Fill these phone lines. Your call makes it possible. We urge you to be there. Fill these phone lines right now. Let us know you are in the house. Let's move on up and ensure that WBAI gets the money it needs to continue to broadcast. We urge you to stand up now. If you live in Harlem or Hell's Kitchen, if you live in Chelsea or Clinton, or you live in the West Village, or you live in the East Village, if you live in Alphabet City, we're urging you to call in right now. If you live on the Upper West Side or the Upper East Side, make that call that makes a difference. We ask you to go to the phone right now. We ask you to let us know that WBAI matters. 212-209-2950. You know, James Risen writes in Pay Any Price. In 2009, when the new Obama administration continued the government's legal campaign against me, I realized in a very personal way that the war on terror had become a bipartisan enterprise. America was now locked into an endless war, and its perverse and unintended consequences were spreading. And so my answer, both to the government's long campaign against me and to this endless war, is this new book, Pay Any Price. Penny Price is my answer to how best to challenge the government's draconian efforts to crack down on aggressive investigative reporting and suppress the truth in the name of ceaseless war. My answer is to keep writing, because I believe that if journalists ever stop uncovering abuses of power and ever stop publishing stories about those abuses, we will lose our democracy. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Fill the phone lines. We just got a call from Manhattan. They're getting the Pay Any Price book DVD pack. You can't get this anywhere else. That's for $150, the book and the DVD. That's $12.50 a month. We urge you to call. Mary just called in from Cranford, New Jersey. Brenda Cranford is in the house and made a contribution in honor of Democracy Now! To WBAI. Thank you so much for that contribution, Mary. We urge you to call. Keep the phone calls coming in. 212-209-2950. Can we hear from Cranberry, New Jersey, or someone who likes cranberries or raspberries or blueberries or perhaps apples or pears? We urge you to call in right now. 212-209-2950. Make the call that makes it possible for WBAI to happen. You know, there's this spread of freshly baked muffins and bagels here and organic fair trade coffee. We have our own brand. It's called Grounds for Democracy. You can actually get it for a $75 contribution. It's a wonderful organic brand of coffee. It's ours, Grounds for Democracy, and it's got our Statue of Liberty, the torture microphone. But if you come to the set, as folks did today, you get to sit on the set when guests are here, like James Risen, the Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist, like Jeremy Scahill last week, whose new book, Dirty Wars, is out, like Naomi Klein, who was in the week before with her new book, This Changes Everything, Capitalism Versus the Climate. Who knows who'll be here, but you will have a magic moment if you come to Democracy Now! And bring a guest. Holidays are coming up. Want to do something incredibly special? Give this as a gift to someone you care about, you and them. Come to the set of Democracy Now! Where you can give it to maybe for as a... I had a couple come who got this as a wedding gift, is to come to New York. It's no expenses paid. But when you get here, we treat you royally. You sit on the set. You watch how Democracy Now! Broadcasts in over 1,300 stations, headlines translated into Spanish. Keep these phone calls coming in. We are going to break a record today. The number of people who are calling in, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Please call. Let us know you're there. Let us know you're standing up for independent media. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. If you want to come to the set, bring a guest, watch the broadcast. We tour you through the greenest internet TV radio studio in the country, and I personally get to host you for dinner. That's what we're doing tonight. I'm going to be taking folks out. I cannot wait. And I'll get to really take their life journey with them. That's what I can't wait to do. And that's tonight. But I could get to take you out. And that is my honor. And we will toast WBAI together. Hey, there are so many people. People are calling in nonstop. Greenwich, Connecticut is in the house. You're getting the pack that you can only get here. And that's Pay Any Price, Jim Risen's book, Greed, Power, and Endless War, and the DVD. The book and DVD are yours together for $150. If you call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, fill the phone lines. Your call makes it possible for WBAI to happen. Now, if you pledge $2,000 for dinner and a show, you don't know, have to know when you can do it. You just call and say $2,000 for dinner and a show. And then my colleague, Brenda Murad, my wonderful colleague, she calls you in a few days. She says, hey, when do you want to come to the site of Democracy Now! You might say, oh my God, could you do it next week or next month or next season? Or I have no idea. I'll email you in 6 months. You might say that's fine too. We don't want WBAI to expire, so this offer doesn't expire. But when you decide and when it's all worked out, I can't wait to greet you at the door. Hey, we just got an anonymous contributor from Westport, Connecticut, making that call. Thank you for your call. Thank you for joining us. We also got a call from Lisa in West New York and an anonymous contributor from Metuchen, New Jersey. Metuchen is in the house. If you live in Brunswick or Princeton Junction or Newark, or you live in Jersey City, make the call that makes it possible for WBAI to happen. Keep these phone calls coming in. We cannot do this without you. Only with you. Your call makes it possible. 212-209-2950. Keep the phone calls coming in. Fill the phone lines with your support. You make it possible for WBAI to happen. Now, we have a limited supply of Pay Any Price. So if you want to get a copy, the book has just been published today. We urge you to call in. $100, you get Pay Any Price, James Risen's book on greed, power, and endless war. Fill these phone lines. Yes, as Jim Risen chronicles the whistleblowers at the NSA who tried to protest some of the abuses of domestic surveillance revealed by Risen and later in much greater detail by Edward Snowden. Their careers were destroyed thanks to government persecution. He describes how people like William Binney, who were not his source on a story, were their homes were raided nonetheless because they thought they were sources for his story. Bill Binney, who is at the NSA for close to 40 years, diabetic amputee, has a gun put to his head in the shower by U.S. security forces, I guess you could put it that way, what they would call national security forces. His family terrorized. Ultimately, he was not charged. But could you imagine the horror? This well-respected leader in the National Security Agency resigns believing that the NSA has gone way beyond what anyone understands. And this was in 2001. He developed programs, surveillance programs, that he never dreamed would be used here at home. These are some of the stories you get in Pay Any Price, James Risen's book on greed, power, and endless war. 212-209-2950. Keep these phone calls coming in. We ask you to go to the phone. We're going to go back to the interview with James Risen. Please make that call, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Your call sends a signal to the powers that be how you feel about this issue, that you believe transparency is the answer, that independent media is absolutely critical. By the way, for those of you who are asking if you can still get Gary Webb's book, Dark Alliance on the CIA crack and the crack cocaine, the CIA, the Contras, and the crack cocaine epidemic in this country. Yes, that book also newly just published because a film has come out called Kill the Messenger, a feature film on the investigative reporter Gary Webb that we brought you this week, who would later commit suicide. You know, he won a Pulitzer Prize, but the pressure on him was enormous. That book is available to you as well for $100. And the and the DVD of the film Shadows of Liberty available to you for $100 together for $150. Please call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Richard in Greenwood, thank you for getting a copy of Pay Any Price. Limited supply of the book. Join all the listeners who are calling right now to get a copy of that book while the supply remains. Pay Any Price, Greed, Power, and Endless War. It's James Risen's book. James Risen, who writes those front page pieces in the New York Times. Do you know that behind that is this enormous pressure, the weight of the most powerful country on earth, the government of the United States, as they persecute him, some say prosecute, demanding he reveal the name of a source, which he says would undermine free press in America. 212-209-2950. Make the call that makes it possible for WBAI to happen. We just got another caller calling in from Gardner. Keep the phone calls coming in. 212-209-2950. The book and the DVD are yours for a contribution of $150. Make that call. Make it now. We cannot do this without you. 212-209-2950. Keep the phone calls coming in. And thank you so much. As we turn now back to our conversation with James Risen, the Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative New York Times reporter whose new book is out today, Pay Any Price, Greed, Power, and Endless War. James Risen, welcome back to Democracy Now!
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you with us.
Thanks.
So your new book is Pay Any Price, Greed, Power, and Endless War. You're quoting John Kennedy here.
Yes, yes. And I think that's what we have done since 9/11. We've paid an enormous price in the name of what we started this war after 9/11, this global war on terror, in order to seek justice or retribution or whatever you, however you want to characterize the attitude of America right after 9/11. But today it's become essentially a search for cash, and there's lots of people involved in the war on terror today who are doing it because they're ambitious, because they want status or power or money. And I think of it kind of in the historical sense, the historical context is kind of like in the Middle Ages when you had the 30 Years' War or the 100 Years' War in Europe, where you developed a whole new class of mercenary soldiers who all they did their entire careers is go from one country to another to fight wars for money.
Well, as you expose a great deal in Pay Any Price, you yourself are under, as I just documented, mm-hmm. enormous pressure.
Right.
How do you continue to write these front page pieces for the New York Times, write this book, Pay Any Price, as you face the possibility of years in jail?
Well, it's what I do. It's my job. It's, you know, it's what keeps me sane is to keep going. If I just gave in to them, then they then I would be, you know, failing in what I want to do. I want to keep finding out the truth. It's the thing I've tried to do my whole life is be a reporter and be a writer. It's the only thing I know how to do.
Well, in a moment, we're going to talk extensively about these stunning revelations and Pay Any Price. But if you could go back to what you revealed before Edward Snowden mm-hmm. And how it eventually came into the New York Times that won it and you a Pulitzer
mm-hmm.
Prize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I guess you mean the original NSA stories. We in 2004, Eric Lischblau and I had a number of different sources who began to tell us early on in 2004 that they knew something really big. They knew the biggest secret in the government, but they couldn't tell us because they were so nervous. They were very tortured by what they knew, and it took months of kind of patience and talking and reporting for Eric and I to figure out exactly what it was that they were talking about. And finally, we were able to piece it all together. And in the fall of 2004, we had the story ready to go. I had a great confrontation over the telephone with Michael Hayden, who you just saw, where I read him that I got him on the phone kind of by bluffing the PR person at the NSA and said, I need to talk to him right now. And I was shocked. He got on the phone and I read him the top of the draft of the story and he goes, and that's when I knew we had it. And so we had the story ready, but then by, you know, then Hayden and the government started to crack down on the New York Times and pressured them to hold the story till, even though it was ready about 2 or 3 weeks before the election in mid-October 2004. And then after the election...
Well, wait, can you
You've been
explain
listening
what does
to
it mean
Jim
when the government pressures, you know, the leading newspaper in the United States? What does that look like? Are they,
the book
do they march
out
through
today.
The offices of the New York Times into Bill Keller, the executive editor's office?
No, well, usually what they ask is for us to go to them. the first meeting was between... I think it was probably early October, late September of 2004, between me and the Washington bureau chief at the time, Phil Taubman, and John McLaughlin, who was then the acting CIA director, and his chief of staff, John Mosman. And we met at the CIA director's downtown office at the old executive office building. And it was a very funny meeting because at that time, they didn't want to acknowledge that the story was right. They didn't want to officially acknowledge. And so they had all these hypothetical, we had this very weird hypothetical conversation where they kept saying, well, if you were to, if the government was doing what you say they were doing, it would be very bad for you to reveal that. and then they, then that was just the beginning of a whole series of meetings with the editors and us, the reporters, in which they said that this is the crown jewel of the U.S. counterterrorism operation and that if you reveal this, this will damage national security. And so that was essentially the argument that they used then and they used throughout the entire process.
Well, it went higher than you and the Washington editor.
It kept going higher and higher and higher.
And the election is coming closer and closer and closer.
Yeah, and they met with Taubman and Keller and then we had, you know, we and the newspaper, the editors and reporters met to discuss the story, and Bill Keller decided to hold it, and then the election. You know, so he decided to not run it before the election, and then after the election.
I mean, do you think it could have changed the election? I mean, explain the nut of your revelation.
Basically, the story was that we found out that the U.S. was spying on Americans, the NSA was spying on Americans electronically, listening to their phone calls. International phone calls back and forth with people overseas and gathering lots of doing lots of data mining on their phone and email and also getting the content of their email and doing that without court approval. And they were going around the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, which had been set up specifically for that purpose of providing secret warrants for spying on, for eavesdropping on spies and terrorists, or suspected spies and terrorists. And the government had decided to go around the law, go around the courts, and not tell anyone else that they were doing that except a couple hand-picked people in Congress who were like the chairman of the intelligence committees. And they were keeping this secret from everyone so they could do it on a vast scale. And we believed that what the people who talked to us about it believed that it was unconstitutional. And that's why we were pursuing it.
I wanted to turn to Bill Binney for a minute, who we had on Democracy Now! William Binney was the National Security Agency whistleblower, spent nearly 40 years at the NSA, but retired about a month after September 11, 2001, due to concerns over unchecked domestic surveillance. Speaking on Democracy Now! In 2012, Binney explained what happened.
After 9/11, all the wraps came off for NSA, and they decided to, between the White House and NSA and CIA, they decided to eliminate the protections on U.S. citizens and collect on domestically. So they started collecting from a commercial, the one commercial company that I know of that participated, provided over 300, probably on the average about 320 million records of communication of a U.S. citizen to a U.S. citizen inside this country.
What company?
AT&T. It was long-distance communications. So they were providing billing data. At that point, I knew I could not stay because of a direct violation of the constitutional rights of everybody in the country. Plus, it violated the Penn Register Law and Stored Communications Act, the Electronic Privacy Act, the Intelligence Acts of 1947 and 1978. I mean, it was just a whole series of, plus all the laws covering federal communications governing telecoms. I mean, all those laws are being violated, including the Constitution, and that was a decision made that wasn't going to be reversed, so I could not stay there. I had to leave.
That was National Security Agency whistleblower William Binney. So he leaves, and he ultimately has a gun put to his head by federal authorities in his shower. He's a diabetic amputee, his kid and his wife also being held at gunpoint.
Right. Yes, unfortunately, and I have a chapter in my new book about the NSA whistleblowers early on, including Bill and Diane Rourke and Tom Drake and some of the others. And it's remarkable what happened to them at the NSA. What we found out years later, I did not know Bill, I didn't know Diane or Tom, they were never our sources. But what we found out was the government thought that they were our sources for our New York Times story. And they were persecuted as a result, even though they had never come to the press. And I detail in the new book, Diane Rourke in particular suffered amazing persecution. And she tried, even though she tried to go
explain
through the channel.
Was.
Yeah, Diane Rourke, along with Bill, Diane Rourke was the House Intelligence Committee's staffer in charge of oversight of the NSA right at the time of 9/11. And Bill, right after he found out about this new program, went to her house in suburban Washington, and told her what he had heard about. And Diane was outraged and shocked. And she couldn't believe that it was authorized. She thought this must be some kind of rogue program that nobody really knew about. And so she went to the chairman of her bosses, the staff director of the House Intelligence Committee and the minority staff director, to warn them that they've got to tell the chairman and the vice chairman of the committee what's going on. And then she gets this message back, don't talk about this anymore, don't investigate it, and keep your mouth shut. And she realizes that the chairman and the vice chairman already know about it and are keeping it secret. And so she then goes on this long odyssey within the government of going to all of these powerful people that she knows inside the government to try to warn them about this illegal and unconstitutional program. And every time she goes to someone that she respects and who is very powerful, she realizes they already know, they're in on the secret, and they're keeping their mouth shut. And finally, about a year later, a couple years later, after our story comes out, the government thinks that she's our source, and they raid her house, and they raid Bill's house and a few other people, like Tom Drake.
So the piece doesn't get published before the election. You try again right after the election.
Yeah, we convince the editors, well, if you're not going to run it now, let us try again after the election. And so after the election, they said, okay. And so Eric and I go start working on the story again. We get it re-edited by our editor, Rebecca Corbett. And we have it all ready to go. But again, you know, we do a lot more reporting. I remember Eric and I knocked on doors, and we went to this one guy who we knew at his house late at night, right before Christmas. And we knew he knew about this, and we knock on his door, and he just starts yelling at us for bothering him. And he was clearly scared. He didn't want to talk. But we had the story ready to go by mid to late December of 2004, and then the editors killed it again for the same reasons, that it's national security. And so by that time, the story was dead. I knew they were not going to run it at all.
And so I had a previously scheduled book leave to work on my book, State of War. And so I decided I'm going to put it in my book. And so I did. And then when I came back from book leave in the summer, spring or summer of 2005, you know, and I finished the book throughout the summer. And I think by late summer, I told the editors, it's going to be in my book. So you should think about running it.
Let me go to Bill Keller in 60 Minutes with Leslie Stahl. When she asked him, then the executive editor of the New York Times, about a meeting he was summoned to at the White House that made Keller decide not to run, James Risen's story.
The president said, you know, if there's another attack like 9/11, you know, we're going to be called up before Congress to explain how we let that happen. And you should be sitting alongside us. It was, in effect, you know, you could have blood on your hands.
He was saying, if anything goes wrong, we're going to blame you.
Right.
That was Bill Keller, executive editor of the New York Times. What was your answer to him? I'm sure he said that to you.
Well, we had lots of talks over about 14 months. And actually, the talks, the negotiate, you know, the talks we had, me and Eric had with the editors, were very high-minded. It was an interesting debate, and we debated kind of this issue of national security versus civil liberties in a lot of ways. I always thought afterwards, you know, you could have put those debates we had inside the paper on television. They were pretty interesting. But ultimately, what really, I think, convinced Bill was in the fall of 2005, when they were, after we, I told them it was going to be in my book, and they decided to re-engage on the book, on the story.
Well, that's putting it politely. It's going to be very embarrassing as their top national security reporter reveals his revelations, not in the pages of the Times, but in your book.
Well, what they said was, we'll think about putting, after I told them it was going to be in my book in this late summer of 2005, what they said was, okay, we'll think about putting it in the paper. But they weren't committed to it. They wanted to negotiate again with the government. And so there were a whole series of new meetings with the government, and which was very frustrating to me. But what they, what the government told them that fall was, Risen and Lischblau have it wrong. We're not listening to anybody's phone calls. We're only we're only getting the metadata, you know, the calling data. And when the editors came back and told us that, we told Eric and I said, they're lying to you. And finally, we, after a while, Eric and I were able to convince them, you know, that they were being lied to. And that, I think that had a major impact on their final decision to run the story.
And so the story comes out, and you win a Pulitzer Prize for your book. But there is something else that the Times decided not to publish that is what you are being prosecuted for now.
Right. There was another story, a CIA operation involving the Iran nuclear weapons program, in which the CIA had used a Russian defector to give nuclear blueprints to the Iranians. And the idea was that they were supposed to be flawed blueprints that would then send the Iranians down the wrong track on building a bomb. But the Russian told them immediately, oh, I can see the flaws, because he was a scientist, he was a nuclear scientist. He says, I can see the flaws, the Iranians are going to see the flaws. And then he sent a letter when he gave the blueprints to the Iranians, he gave a letter to the Iranians saying, you're going to see that there are problems in these blueprints. And so it's quite possible that the Iranians were able to, by being tipped off, were able to find good information in them and ignore the bad information. And that was in my book. That I had written that for the paper in before, and the editors had decided not to run it because the White House asked them not to on national security grounds. And after my book came out, the government began leak investigations of both the NSA story and other things in my book, including that story. I think they finally decided not to come after the New York Times on the NSA story because it would have meant a major constitutional showdown. And I think they decided to find something else in my book to come after me on, to isolate me from the New York Times. And they picked the Merlin operation.
And they want to know your source.
Yeah, they want to know who my sources are for that story.
Did it surprise you that it went from the Bush administration to the Obama administration?
Yes, I thought that once the Obama administration came into office that the whole thing would be dropped. And I was very surprised that the Obama administration continued to pursue the case. When in 2009 they issued a new subpoena, and they've continued to pursue this ever since.
You told New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd, President Obama is the greatest enemy of press freedom in a generation.
Yeah, I think that's his record speaks for itself. He's prosecuted more whistleblowers and gone after more journalists than any president in history. He's done, that record is going to be a major part of his legacy of trying to erode press freedom in the United States.
We're talking to New York Times Pulitzer Prize winning investigative journalist James Risen. He has just published a new book. It's out today, called Pay Any Price, Greed, Power, and Endless War. When we come back, we'll talk about what he calls the Homeland Security Industrial Complex. Stay with us. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. We're spending the hour with James Risen, investigative journalist with New York Times, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. His new book, just out today, is Pay Any Price, Greed, Power, and Endless War. You're being pursued by the U.S. government. Will you reveal the name of your source? Because?
I just think that you know, you cannot have aggressive investigative reporting in America without confidential sources and without aggressive investigative reporting. We can't really have a democracy because the only real oversight for the government is an independent and aggressive press. And I think that's what the government really fears more than anything else, is an aggressive investigative reporting in which we shine a light on what's going on inside the government. And we can't do that without maintaining the confidentiality of sources.
Has President Obama, Eric Holder, or anyone else in the administration signaled to you that they may not demand that you testify and reveal your source?
No.
These reports that were in the Washington Post on Friday, and Michael Hayden saying, former NSA head saying, that perhaps you shouldn't be prosecuted. Did they encourage you?
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that, but we'll see. I don't know what's going to happen.
In June, Attorney General Eric Holder met with a group of journalists to discuss press freedom issues and was asked about the Justice Department's subpoena of James Risen to testify in the trial of ex-CIA analyst Jeffrey Sterling. According to the Times, Holder said, quote, as long as I'm Attorney General, no reporter who's doing his job is going to jail. As long as I'm Attorney General, someone who is doing their job is not going to get prosecuted. James Risen.
Well, we'll see. I'm not sure what that means, it's all still in the courts right now, so.
And Holder is resigning.
Yeah. So we'll see. It's very unclear what's going to happen next.
Pay Any Price, Greed, Power, and Endless War. You have a series of stunning revelations. Why don't you begin by laying them out?
Okay. I set out to... To me, what the war on terror became, as I said earlier, this enormous search for power and status and cash. And I began to realize that what we had in this, in the war on terror, was we had deregulated national security. That's essentially what Dick Cheney meant when he said the gloves come off. That means deregulating the whole national security apparatus, taking all the limits off of what we can do in national security. At the same time, we poured hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars into brand new counterterrorism programs. And the FBI, the CIA, and the new Homeland Security Department, all the, in the Pentagon, they all had more money than they knew what to do with. And so they began, to me, it's kind of like the banking crisis. You had enormous money going into a deregulated industry, meaning the counterterrorism industry, and you had lots of unintended and bizarre consequences. And so that's what I've found, is the crazy programs that developed, the bizarre nature of the whole war on terror, if you pull up the hood and look inside of it, is just stunning. And I open the book with this, to me, kind of a metaphor for everything that we have, what's going on now. Is in 2009, there was a small ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery in Section 60, which is where the dead of the Iraq War lay buried. And it was a small group of pro-war people who were celebrating the sixth anniversary of the fall of Baghdad, in which they, what they call Iraq Liberation.
209-2950, 212-209-2950. Your call makes it possible for WBAI to continue. Fill these phone lines. We cannot do this without you. We ask you to go to the phone. We ask you to stand up for independent media. Want to play more of this interview, but please call in right now. Fill the phone lines. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Make the call that makes it possible for WBAI to continue. If you live in Hackensack or you live in Hell's Kitchen, if you live in Harlem or you live in Hollis, Queens, we're asking you to go to the phone. Hempstead in Long Island, make that call. Talking of colors, if you live in the oranges in New Jersey or you live in Blue Point in Long Island or Green Point in Brooklyn or Red Hook there as well, Brownsville, go to the phone. Let us know you're in the house. 212-209-2950 and move WBAI from being in the red to the black. We urge you to call right now, 212-209-2950. I want to talk about some of the revelations in Pay Any Price, and that's certainly something that James Risen has done. He has paid quite a price. As he writes his award-winning reports in the New York Times, he is under siege from the U.S. Justice Department. We urge you to go to the phone right now. He said to Maureen Dowd in an article in the paper that President Obama is the greatest enemy to press freedom in a generation. More whistleblowers have been prosecuted under President Obama than under all presidents combined. We urge you to call. We ask you to stand up for independent media. Pay any price, greed, power, and endless war. Among the stunning revelations in this book, as much as $14 billion in cash was flown to Iraq by the U.S. government, only to have much of it stolen. Approximately $2 billion of the money was secretly transported out of Iraq in what may be one of the largest robberies in modern history. More than $1 billion of that cash is now sitting in a bunker in Lebanon beyond our reach, despite the fact that we have known about it for years. The Pentagon tried to set up its own version of the CIA, another of the revelations, complete with foreign agents working for covert corporations, only to find itself in bed with questionable Middle Eastern figures, including one who allegedly sought to use a covert Pentagon operation to launder hundreds of millions of dollars. On the side, there were also proposals that would have led to sales of drones to Syria and Lebanon and sales of chemicals that could have been used for explosives to other customers. An internal criminal investigation of the fiasco has been kept secret until now. We urge you to call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Hey, if you were here on Democracy Now!, you'd be meeting James Risen right now. If you want to come to the set of Democracy Now! And watch the broadcast, you and your special guests, sit on the set, watch the broadcast, drink the show in with Fair Trade Organic Coffee, Tea, have fresh baked muffins and bagels. Please call. Let us know that you're listening, that you're standing up for independent media. 212-209-2950. And then I get to personally host you for dinner, as I'm doing tonight. Today I'm going over to the UN this afternoon to do a public interview with Noam Chomsky, who will be speaking at the UN General Assembly. But afterwards, I'll be taking folks out for dinner, and I can't wait to be able to sit down with you, make that if you make this contribution that goes directly to WBAI, to kick back, to toast WBAI, to hear your stories, your life story. I go on that life journey with you, and then I get to hear the decisions you've made in your life and where you've come to, what you want to be doing, and meet your guest as well. And that is a $2,000 contribution that goes directly to WBAI. That is a tax-deductible charitable contribution. If you could possibly afford that, it means so much to WBAI, I cannot tell you. You don't have to know when you can do this. You just make the pledge. And then I get to personally host you and tour you through Democracy Now!, the greenest internet radio studio, the greenest TV, radio, internet studios in the country. Folks, please call. Let us know you are in the house. Hey, Stan, thank you so much for that $1,000 donation yesterday. Stan called in from North Brunswick, New Jersey. Keep the phone calls coming in. And we also have a $150 contributor calling in from Staten Island and Morganville, New Jersey. Victor called in from Brooklyn. Carl called in from the Bronx. Leslie's called in from Brooklyn. We urge you to go to the phone. We ask you to stand up for independent media. We cannot do this without you. Fill the phone lines. If you live in Long Island or New Jersey or Connecticut or Pennsylvania or right here in New York, make that call. 212-209-2950. $150 contribution. You get the book, pay any price. You get the DVD of our interview with James Risen today. Please call in. We cannot do this without you. Only together, only with you. Your call makes the difference. James Risen talks about the incredible bravery of whistleblowers at the National Security Agency trying to protest some of the abuses of domestic surveillance. Later, in much greater detail, by Edward Snowden, their careers were destroyed thanks to government persecution. James Risen knows the costs of government persecution through direct experience. He's been pursued by both the Bush and Obama administrations as part of a six-year leak investigation into his previous book, When Will the Abuses Stop? 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. We just got a call from Scarsdale. Thank you so much for that pledge. You'll be getting James Risen's book, Pay Any Price. When you call, you're not only getting the book, but you're sending a signal to the powers that be that you are willing to stand up for independent media. Please join that listener from Scarsdale. We just got Ken calling in from Yonkers. He's getting a copy of the book. $100 contribution. Thank you, Ken. And Victor's called in from Warwick, New York. He's getting James Risen's book as well. Thank you, Victor, for that call. Yonkers is in the house. Warwick is in the house. Scarsdale is in the house. How about Roslyn or Roslyn Heights taking WBAI to new heights? How about Cambria Heights in Queens? How about Crown Heights? We urge you to go to the phone right now and let us know you are in the house. Brooklyn Heights, we need you. If you live in Bushwick, give us a call. Fort Greene, we need your support. Williamsburg, you are not off the hook till you take it off the hook, Red Hook. 212-209-2950. Make the call that makes it possible for WBAI to happen. It is simply that important. Whether you pledge $75 for the DVD, $100 for the brand new book published today, Pay Any Price, Greed, Power, and Endless War, by James Risen. Make that call right now, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Fill these phone lines. Your call makes it possible. We urge you to be there. Fill these phone lines right now. Let us know you are in the house. Let's move on up and ensure that WBAI gets the money it needs to continue to broadcast. We urge you to stand up now. If you live in Harlem or Hell's Kitchen, if you live in Chelsea or Clinton, or you live in the West Village, or you live in the East Village, if you live in Alphabet City, we're urging you to call in right now. If you live on the Upper West Side or the Upper East Side, make that call that makes a difference. We ask you to go to the phone right now. We ask you to let us know that WBAI matters. 212-209-2950. You know, James Risen writes in Pay Any Price,
In 2009, when the new Obama administration continued the government's legal campaign against me, I realized in a very personal way that the war on terror had become a bipartisan enterprise. America was now locked into an endless war, and its perverse and unintended consequences were spreading. And so my answer, both to the government's long campaign against me and to this endless war, is this new book, Pay Any Price. Penny Price is my answer to how best to challenge the government's draconian efforts to crack down on aggressive investigative reporting and suppress the truth in the name of ceaseless war. My answer is to keep writing, because I believe that if journalists ever stop uncovering abuses of power and ever stop publishing stories about those abuses, we will lose our democracy. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Fill the phone lines. We just got a call from Manhattan. They're getting the Pay Any Price book DVD pack. You can't get this anywhere else. That's for $150, the book and the DVD. That's $12.50 a month. We urge you to call. Mary just called in from Cranford, New Jersey. Brenda Cranford is in the house and made a contribution in honor of Democracy Now! To WBAI. Thank you so much for that contribution, Mary. We urge you to call. Keep the phone calls coming in. 212-209-2950. Can we hear from Cranberry, New Jersey, or someone who likes cranberries or raspberries or blueberries or perhaps apples or pears? We urge you to call in right now. 212-209-2950. Make the call that makes it possible for WBAI to happen. You know, there's this spread of freshly baked muffins and bagels here, and organic fair trade coffee. We have our own brand. It's called Grounds for Democracy. You can actually get it for a $75 contribution. It's a wonderful organic brand of coffee. It's ours, Grounds for Democracy, and it's got our Statue of Liberty, the torch, a microphone. But if you come to the set, as folks did today, you get to sit on the set when guests are here, like James Risen, the Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist, like Jeremy Scahill last week, whose new book, Dirty Wars, is out, like Naomi Klein, who was in the week before with her new book, This Changes Everything. Capitalism versus the climate. Who knows who'll be here, but you will have a magic moment if you come to Democracy Now! And bring a guest. Holidays are coming up. Want to do something incredibly special? Give this as a gift to someone you care about. You and them come to the set of Democracy Now! Where you can give it to maybe for as a... I had a couple come who got this as a wedding gift. Is to come to New York. It's no expenses paid. But when you get here, we treat you royally. You sit on the set. You watch how Democracy Now! Broadcasts in over 1,300 stations. Headlines translated into Spanish. Keep these phone calls coming in. We are going to break a record today. The number of people who are calling in, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Please call. Let us know you're there. Let us know you're standing up for independent media. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. If you want to come to the set, bring a guest, watch the broadcast. We tour you through the greenest internet TV radio studio in the country, and I personally get to host you for dinner. That's what we're doing tonight. I'm going to be taking folks out. I cannot wait. And I'll get to really take their life journey with them. That's what I can't wait to do. And that's tonight. But I could get to take you out. And that is my honor. And we will toast WBAI together. Hey, there are so many people. People are calling in nonstop. Greenwich, Connecticut is in the house. You're getting the pack that you can only get here. And that's Pay Any Price, Jim Risen's book, Greed, Power, and Endless War, and the DVD. The book and DVD are yours together for $150. If you call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, fill the phone lines. Your call makes it possible for WBAI to happen. Now, if you pledge $2,000 for dinner and a show, you don't know, have to know when you can do it. You just call and say $2,000 for dinner and a show. And then my colleague, Brenda Murad, my wonderful colleague, gets to, well, she calls you in a few days. She says, hey, when do you want to come to the set of Democracy Now!? You might say, oh my God, could you do it next week or next month or next season? Or I have no idea. I'll email you in 6 months. You might say, that's fine too. We don't want WBAI to expire, so this offer doesn't expire. But when you decide and when it's all worked out, I can't wait to greet you at the door.
hey, we just got an anonymous contributor from Westport, Connecticut, making that call. Thank you for your call. Thank you for joining us. We also got a call from Lisa in West New York and an anonymous contributor from Metuchen, New Jersey. Metuchen is in the house. If you live in Brunswick or Princeton Junction or Newark, or you live in Jersey City, make the call that makes it possible for WBAI to happen. Keep these phone calls coming in. We cannot do this without you. Only with you. Your call makes it possible. 212-209-2950. Keep the phone calls coming in. Fill the phone lines with your support. You make it possible for WBAI to happen. Now, we have a limited supply of Penny and Price. So if you want to get a copy, the book has just been published today. We urge you to call in. $100, you get Pay Any Price, James Risen's book on greed, power, and endless war. Fill these phone lines. Yes, as Jim Risen chronicles the whistleblowers at the NSA who tried to protest some of the abuses of domestic surveillance revealed by Risen and later in much greater detail by Edward Snowden, their careers were destroyed thanks to government persecution. He describes how people like William Binney, who were not his source on a story, their homes were raided nonetheless because they thought they were sources for his story. Bill Binney, who is at the NSA for close to 40 years, diabetic amputee, has a gun put to his head in the shower by U.S. security forces, I guess you could put it that way, what they would call national security forces. His family terrorized. Ultimately, he was not charged. But could you imagine the horror? This well-respected leader in the National Security Agency resigns, believing that the NSA has gone way beyond what anyone understands. And this was in 2001. He developed programs, surveillance programs, that he never dreamed would be used here at home. These are some of the stories you get in Pay Any Price, James Risen's book on greed, power, and endless war. 212-209-2950. Keep these phone calls coming in. We ask you to go to the phone. We're going to go back to the interview with James Risen. Please make that call. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Your call sends a signal to the powers that be how you feel about this issue, that you believe transparency is the answer, that independent media is absolutely critical. By the way, for those of you who are asking if you can still get Gary Webb's book, Dark Alliance, on the CIA crack and the crack cocaine, the CIA, the Contras, and the crack cocaine epidemic in this country. Yes, that book also newly just published because the film has come out called Kill the Messenger, a feature film on the investigative reporter Gary Webb that we brought you this week, who would later commit suicide. Yeah, he won a Pulitzer Prize, but the pressure on him was enormous. That book is available to you as well for $100 in the and the DVD of the film Shadows of Liberty available to you for $100 together for $150. Please call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Richard in Greenwood, thank you for getting a copy of Pay Any Price. Limited supply of the book. Join all the listeners who are calling right now to get a copy of that book while the supply remains. Pay Any Price, Greed, Power, and Endless War. It's James Risen's book. James Risen, who writes those front page pieces in the New York Times. Do you know that behind that is this enormous pressure, the weight of the most powerful country on earth, the government of the United States, as they persecute him, some say prosecute, demanding he reveal the name of a source, which he says would undermine free press in America. 212-209-2950. Make the call that makes it possible for WBAI to happen. We just got another caller calling in from Gardner. Keep the phone calls coming in. 212-209-2950. The book and the DVD are yours for a contribution of $150. Make that call. Make it now. We cannot do this without you. 212-209-2950.
Yo, check this out. This is Chuck, your public enemy number one, the rebel without a pause, bringing the noise and fighting the power right here to the Sights and Sounds. That's right, Sights, 99.5 WBAI.
My eyes on you. And our guest today is Dr. Gwen Scott, a naturopathic doctor and former CNN news anchor. Dr. Scott is a master herbalist who has studied with the prominent alternative medicine practitioner, Dr. Deepak Chopra. And she has also studied with traditional healers in the Latino, Hispanic, and Native American communities. Today we have a must-have 3-DVD set in which Dr. Scott offers simple and easy natural remedies for some very common ailments. So if you'd like to learn how to stop a cold or flu in its tracks, cure an earache, eliminate scars, or make your own rescue remedies, this is something that you're going to want to have. Welcome, Dr. Scott.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so good to be talking to you. When you see articles or specials about irradiation, one of the things that the mainstream media says is that irradiation is harmless, and that in scientific studies, if you compare non-irradiated food to irradiated food, that it's the same, it has the same value, the same molecular structure. Many people don't buy it and are, you know, we're not consuming food that was labeled irradiated when these things were first coming out. And so obviously they've gone back to the drawing board on forcing their consumers. But really, what happens to food? What is irradiation and what happens to food when it's irradiated?
Well, you know, you don't have to be a nuclear rocket scientist, mm-hmm. surgeon, to figure out that radiation,
mm-hmm.
We use it to kill things.
Mm.
Period. And when these nutrients in our foods, the enzymes, the vitamins and minerals, are very delicate. And in microwaving is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've embraced that technology because it got things on the table more quickly, but now we're looking at physicists and all kinds of scientists saying, you know, it's so... rearranges the molecular structure that your body, and it's perhaps one of the reasons Americans are struggling with weight like they are. And one physicist called it food wad. He said, you know, it may look like broccoli or whatever, but when it goes into your system, your body doesn't know what it is because it's been so molecularly changed and altered.
Mm.
So it sort of stores it, as he called it, food wad or fat.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen this where, Natalie, I've asked people, just tape your microwave closed for a month,
mm-hmm.
and see how your weight does. And they all report, in varying degrees, weight loss.
And this is because of the way the molecular structure of the food has changed from either radiation by irradiating food or the radiation from a microwave?
Exactly. They're different.
Mm-hmm.
But they all essentially do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Which
zap,
is
and we use the word zap,
mm-hmm.
nuke. Somewhere deep inside of us, we know this is not the way we want to do our foods. And to me, the most important aspect of this is choice. We should have a choice. If we want organic foods unmolested, we should be able to get them. We should not have it mandated to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can grow your own, that's the way to go. If you know a local organic farmer, but most people don't. They go to the health food store and depend on those folks, you know, to bring their fruits and vegetables in a fairly clean, non-chemical, non-altered whole food state.
Mm-hmm.
And this will change that dramatically.
The Natural Medicine Survivor's Guide 3-DVD set, and it really shows us the value in something like this, because for so many of us who, there's several aspects. One, when you think about laws like the Food Safety Modernization Act and facing limited choices, less choices, it becomes more essential to know how to take care of yourself naturally. It becomes more clear why something like a Survivor's Guide to Natural Medicine is important for people. And so, you know, I'm sure that you started putting this together before things like food safety modernization were on the horizon, just out of wanting to share what you know and what you understand, what you see people need as a practitioner. But times have changed, and this is now actually becoming critical and coveted, and maybe even one day contraband information that you've put together here in the Natural Medicine Survivor's Guide.
Yeah, you know, I had, what they say, rumors of war. I saw this happening, and I was hearing rumors from other countries, and I could see what was happening in this country, the systematic removal of all of our freedoms that we so cherish. And, of course, in my end of the world, that means natural medicines and herbs and good food. And so I had spent 30 years really working, as you said in the introduction, with all of these. And I don't want to forget the African-American community either, because I spent a good time in the Mississippi Delta working with some very old healers there. And what I've tried to do is go back to the basics, find things that are available to everyone that cost pennies. I hate elitist medicine. It's sacred. It wasn't ever meant to be a cash cow. And that did the job and did no harm. And I would say at this point, Natalie, anytime we do anything new in our healthcare regimen, we should be working with a practitioner. I mean, that's just the way we should be doing it, especially if we're taking any over-the-counter pharmaceutical drugs, because even the most benign herb will contraindicate with some of these drugs. So the pharmacist is your point person.
Mm-hmm.
They know which ones contraindicate with what herbs and supplements. An example, if you're on heart meds, most of them you should not even get near grapefruit, which is a pretty nutritious, benign thing. But when combined with this drug, causes problems. So always, no matter what, work with a healthcare, professional healthcare practitioner. I have to say that because it's really true. I put this together from my heart and soul because I did feel these days were coming, I'm sad to say, and that people would be a bit lost if most people in this country got into natural or alternative, it's called, medicine. Once everything was up and running, prepackaged, pre-prepared, go to the health store, it's all there for you, there are books, you know. But what happens if that all goes away? Where are the roots? Well, that's what I've spent 30 years doing, is finding the roots to all of these prepackaged, pre-prepared, nicely presented. But if they go away, what would you do? You wouldn't know. So that's what this DVD, it's over 4 hours. You know, I was laughing once, I thought, War and Peace. I didn't realize when I started it would be so much information. I didn't realize.
It's phenomenal. It really is. I mean, I'm really impressed. I've gone through the DVDs, and you packed so much information in here. And as I was watching, I'm thinking, you know, I'm a trained herbalist, and I've also managed a holistic healthcare center. And so when I first saw the set, I thought, okay, you know, you see so many materials, new books, new box sets, and half the time they really don't have that much to offer. Or you cringe when you hear the things that they're sharing with people. And so I did not have high expectations when I popped in the DVDs. And I kept saying as I watched you and listened to you, I was like, that's right on point. This is exactly the kind of stuff that I love sharing, especially when I was a practicing herbalist, seeing clients. You know, I also called it kitchen medicine, and I also called it grocery store medicine. But the stuff that I love to share with people is the stuff that you can either roll right out into your yard and pick, or for those of us who don't have a lot of access to land, we can roll right into the grocery store, go to the produce aisle where the herbs and the roots are, and pick so much medicine. And I remember when I would share that with people, because one of the things that puts people off sometimes about natural medicine is that it's become a commodity, a very pricey commodity. And so a lot of times people just don't even get started because they think, oh, I don't have any more money to spend on, you know, going and buying these supplements and these herbs, and, you know, I'll just stick with what I've got going. And the great thing about kitchen medicine and grocery store medicine and garden medicine is that, like you said, it's pennies on the dollar, it's very accessible, it's very simple, and it's incredibly empowering. You know, when you are, you know, in a bind, you feel a virus coming on, and instead of, you know, having to go down to the drugstore and part with, you know, $10, $15 for something over the counter or even more, if it's a prescription, when you can go into the grocery store and for a few dollars, you know, buy an herb or a root and take it home and make a tincture or a tea or an oil extraction, and you're better, you know, you feel yourself getting better right when you start to take it. That feeling of not only, you know, am I getting better on my own, but it's, I'm getting better naturally, I'm getting better with something from the earth. That whole combination is so empowering, and you don't have that drug hangover that you can sometimes have when you take these medications that make you drowsy or have side effects like, you know, your stomach hurts. You know, you have a new problem is often what happens is you trade one for another.
All drugs, whether they're pharmaceutical, over-the-counter prescription, have a toxic nature to them. And it's in varying degrees, some extremely toxic.
Well, and I just remember recently there was a whole scare with the children's versions of those kinds of medicines. Yeah. And I guess several children and infants had died from taking the children's version. And then all of a sudden there was this giant recall. And, you know, one week it was like, don't give them to your kids. The next week it was give these particular brands. And you think to yourself, okay, if you just told me that children are dying, why am I even going to go back from recall mode into, you know, this particular lot is safe? So I think that at this point, consumers feel like they want an alternative. They need sound information. They need something affordable. And that's what Natural Medicine, the Survivor's Guide, is giving us. So I just want to remind everybody that we are in Fund Drive and that Dr. Gwen Scott is the creator of Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. It's a 3-DVD set that we're offering today for your pledge of $150. 4 hours of just pure education, but not just education, practical education. It's how to. She's not standing on a pedestal saying, you should do this, you should do that. She's got her sleeves rolled up. She's right in front. She's got everything in front of her, all of the materials you need. She holds everything up for you. You can see it clearly in the DVD. And she shows you, she walks you through the steps of how you can use this, the scenarios in which these items will help you. You know, there's emergency medicine, there's kind of cold and flu medicine, there's preventive medicine. And she actually walks you through. She shares anecdotes. She tells you how to make these things. So since we've been on the topic of medication, one of the clips I want to share with everyone from the DVD, which is the designer supplements. I want to start there because I think for so many of us, the cost of supplements is a real issue. And one of the things you break down so well in this 3-DVD set is this is affordable. This, we can find natural versions of what you've been buying over the counter, and it can be affordable and simple, and you can do this yourself. So I want to start with just introducing the audience to you sharing with us some information about NSAIDs, which are the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories that so many people have been prescribed. And having, you know, managed a healthcare practice, I've heard so many people say that they're trying to get off of these. So we're going to just give the listeners some information and a taste of the DVD.
You know, it seems like it's almost an epidemic now, people complaining about joint inflammation in their body. And so they're taking a lot of drugs, both pharmaceutical and over-the-counter, things like Aleve, ibuprofen, they're called NSAID drugs. They seem to work for a short period of time. But then you have people who are having liver, kidney distress, because these drugs are very, very hard on liver, kidney, bladder, whatever, all of our body, actually. Well, I was fascinated to see a natural combination of two spices put in trial against the NSAID drugs and in all cases beat them for reducing inflammation. Now, a very smart company has put it together in a capsule form in the health store. But I was very distressed to see that these are very expensive, and they don't have to be. All we're talking about here is the spice we talked about before for bleeding, turmeric, or some people call it turmeric, and ginger powder. These two herbs combined beat all of the NSAID drugs in trial when they were put up against them for inflammation. And thankfully, there are no known side effects. The only thing is, if you are taking any kind of pharmaceutical drug, You have to talk to your doctor or your natural health care practitioner and your pharmacist about adding these things in, because especially somebody on blood thinners does not want to be taking ginger root. It could be very dangerous. So here we go. You go to the Eastern Indian food store and you buy a nice big bag of ginger powder. Now, this I bought a few years ago. It's $3 for this whole bag. Might be $5 now. Same thing with the turmeric. It might be $5 or $6 for all of this. And what we're going to do later in this presentation, we're going to learn how to make our own capsules. Very, very simple. And these two spices that anybody can have in their house are so good as an anti-inflammatory. Ginger also thins your blood. Turmeric is now being looked at as an anti-cancer, in research as an anti-cancer agent, and I can go on and on. Not only do they not have bad side effects, they have good side effects. So stay with me here, because a little bit later we're going to learn how to make our own capsules, and you can make the best anti-inflammatory in the kingdom in your own home. You know, Americans are spending millions and millions and millions of dollars a year trying to get their joints in shape, primarily the cartilage. But what they don't realize is that many of those supplements that they're buying, your cartilage has no blood vessel, no blood flow in it. That's really not usually the problem, the cartilage. Where the problem comes in is the synovial fluids surrounding your joints begins to dry out, dry up, and it's what feeds your cartilage. And so, yes, the cartilage ends up being the problem, but it's the lack of good synovial fluid. Well, you know what? Your grandmother knew something, and I bet you if you think back, or your great-grandmother, there was a good old soup bone around most of the time, and this is a beef bone. I got it at the health store. Interestingly enough, they're selling them for your pets, so that the animals will have a good free-range organic bone to chew on. So I went to the butcher, and he said, well, we really don't have bones, but you can go to the pet section in the freezer over there and get two big soup bones. And what you will do is take this bone and use distilled water only, please, nice, good, clean water, bring it to a boil and simmer this bone for about 45 minutes to an hour so that all the good glucosamine, chondroitin, and all the fancy words we've put to it comes into the soup. Now, you can add vegetables. You can make this a wonderful vegetable soup using the bone as stock. This bone and the nutrients from this bone, which I guess if I figured it out, maybe $2, $3, will make a big gallon of wonderful soup broth. And as I said, you can add your vegetables, rice, potatoes, whatever else you want to. And look how inexpensive and extremely effective in feeding the synovial fluids around your joints and keeping that cartilage nice and spongy and moist. So go to the health store, ask them where they keep the dog bones, and it'll be your secret.
You know, Dr. Scott, that is just incredible, because, like I said, so many people come into the doctor's office saying, I'm on NSAIDs, I want to get off. They're either not feeling well from them, or they're actually beginning to have the liver and kidney problems that are known to be side effects. And these are expensive medications, and they can be very uncomfortable. And here you have introduced us to something that we can get for pennies. That can be used for that kind of high-level anti-inflammatory.
I mean, it's all there, you know, Natalie. And if you look at, say, the Eastern Indian culture, the African cultures, these spices, as we call them, but they're really medicine, have been incorporated into their diet for thousands of years.
You know, folks, today it's Fun Drive, and you heard an excerpt from our Fun Drive Premium, Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide with Dr. Gwen Scott. This is a 4-hour, 3-DVD set. It's $150. That's right. Give us a call, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. A 4-hour, 3-DVD set that shows you how to create your own natural healing pharmacy in your home, in your kitchen using items that you can get from the grocery store. So give us a call, 212-209-2950, so you can get this DVD set. There really isn't anything quite like this on the market, and I know that because I'm an herbalist, and this is the kind of information that I shared with my clients repeatedly, that they said was a lifesaver, that they said helped them either not have to go on these medications or transition off of them. And so often I would give lectures and people would say, you know, do you have all this written down in a book? Where can I get this? And at that time, there was nothing like this. And this is that simple stuff. A lot of times the stuff that you find on these DVDs and these books, it's so complicated or it's expensive or you have to buy the products that the person is selling. No, this is simple. Three DVDs, 4 hours, you're going to learn everything you need to learn, and then you're going to go to your backyard or to your grocery store and get the things to set up your green pharmacy. So that's three DVDs for your pledge of $150 today. That's Natural Medicine, Your Survivor's Guide. And, you know, given where we are with our health care, in the ways that even those of us who have insurance and go to the doctor, we're not getting our needs met. You know, we're not necessarily getting help with finding these natural ways to treat ourselves, to, you know, move forward and move out of illness and into healing. A lot of times we leave the doctor's office with just prescriptions in our hands, and we think that's, you know, he or she didn't answer my questions, all I have is more prescriptions, or they swap you from one medicine to the other, and you're not moving forward. So for people who are ready to take their health into their own hands, this is it. Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. Three DVDs, 4 hours for a $150 pledge today. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. It's so important that you go to your phones. You know, and the great thing about this is a win-win. This is the kind of pledge where you're getting something that is so essential and so helpful, but you're also helping to support this station. It doesn't get any better than this kind of a premium. This is something that every family should have in their library. I mean, this is the stuff that I do for my family at home that friends and other people are always saying, can you write this down for me? I want to make one of those. I want to learn how to make a poultice. I want to learn how to make a tincture. And I have to send them to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different books. And, you know, here it is all in this one DVD set. This is something that every family, that's 212-209-2950 for those of you who are calling, trying to get this set today, the three DVDs, $150 pledge. This is something that every family should have, particularly when we're looking at the kind of times that we're looking at now where medication costs are rising, premium costs are rising, less and less people are finding themselves covered. More and more people are looking for alternatives. This is it, Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. So we want you to go to your phones, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And give us a call and get your three DVD set. That's a $150 pledge. And this is phenomenal. I have to say, it really is a bargain. I listen to, during Fund Drive, I listen to all of the premiums, and I'm really attuned to the value of things. And I have to say, this is incredible. I've never seen a 4-hour how-to guide on setting up your own natural healing pharmacy in your home. This is it. It's right here. It's the real deal. It's simple. And what's so incredible about this is that it's affordable and it's truly do-it-yourself. And I think those are the kind of qualms I have with some of the other materials I've seen out there, is that not only are they expensive, they're guiding you to their own products, they're trying to get you sort of like hooked to a system, which I don't know if that's any better than what's going on with medicine. Dr. Scott is the real deal. This is ethical. This is phenomenal. This is information that we all need. 212-209-2950. I want you to call us. It's a three DVD set. That's three DVDs. 4 hours of straight instructional information, and she demonstrates everything. There is nothing like this out there. And believe me, I have a library full of every book there is out there on natural healing, detoxification, herbalism. And Dr. Scott, you did it. You did it.
Oh,
you put your foot in it, as they say.
You know, I thank you, because it does represent a life of soul work towards this.
212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. You know, and I felt that when I was watching you, because I sat down to watch and I was kind of rolling my eyes as I put it in one more, you know, DVD. You know, who is this woman? Who is Dr. Scott? And from the moment you started talking, I said, this is it. These are the remedies that I'm always telling people. If you don't have a lot of money, but you want to get well quickly, do this, do that, do this. And then they say to me, can you write it down? And I say, no, I'm busy. You know, right. Come back another time. And here it is. I mean, I felt like you read, you know, you read my letters.
Well, you know, Natalie, what lights me up. Yesterday, I got a call from a young girl in California who had gotten the DVDs, and she was a surfer. And she was a young woman in her 20s, but she was out there, and she got tossed and turned, and she said she could smell the sewer in the water.
212-209-2950.
She was taking it in and developed horrible dysentery. Days and days, she said. She went to the doctor. She got the drugs. She did everything she knew. And then she remembered from the DVD the whole thing about clove. And she said, you know, I was desperate. So I went to the health store. I got some clove powder and I got some capsules. And she said, my God, it worked in hours. She said, thank you so much.
Isn't it phenomenal?
And, you know, my heart lifted up because now that this woman, she has her life back. She's well and she's moving on. And she spent probably, maybe 2.5 cents.
Right. That's what's so incredible about this medicine.
That's where my heart lives.
It comes from the earth.
Everybody.
It comes from the earth. If you want to grow it yourself and have it cost nothing, you know, and you can do that on your countertop with so many of these herbs. I love how you show us how to keep your parsley alive on your countertop, you know, and it's great seeing you have this bouquet of parsley because I buy parsley every week. You know, I do my kitchen herbalism every week at that grocery store. I get my parsley, my cilantro, my ginger, my cloves, all of these things. And I use them. My food is my medicine. It's my family's medicine. You know, I'm doing all these things, but I want everyone to be doing them. And that's what you've done for us, Dr. Scott. You've taken all this information and this was information that our grandparents would pass down to us, or they would show us when we were little, and that's not happening anymore. You know what? We need those phones to ring. I know so many of you, you want to hear more of the stories. And more of the healings. We're going to get back to that, but I need you to pick up the phones and call 212-209-2950 so you can get this. It's natural medicine, a survivor's guide. It's a 3-DVD set, 4 hours of pure information and how-to instruction. So this isn't going to be one of those things where you watch the 3 DVDs and you pat yourself on the back and you say, yeah, let's get natural. No, you're going to sit there. You're going to have, but that's what happens with so much of this information out there. You're going to need a pen. You're going to need a paper because you're going to have to write down a list of all of the things that you're going to get from your yard, from your kitchen, or from your grocery store to actually go start making your remedies and put your pharmacy together. So you're going to have your own green pharmacy when you follow the do-it-yourself from this DVD set. Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. 3-DVD set, 4 hours, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. And I'm so excited to hear these phones ringing because this is the stuff that we're all supposed to have on our shelves, especially
you know,
where we are today.
I tried to break it down for people into segments that they could chew off because 4 hours is a lot.
I know, but it goes by. I've watched it almost twice. I mean, and which sounds insane.
Oh, I love
but it,
you.
It goes by like that. Uh-huh. And you know why I watched it? Because I know the material already, and two things were happening. One, I was just amazed by what you had done. I said, this is the first time I've looked at this kind of material as an herbalist, as someone who's worked in healthcare and said, oh my God, people really need to get this. Because like I said, I would have to refer you to about 10 different books for you to get the information that Dr. Scott has in this 3-DVD set. And who wants to buy 10 books? Who has the money and who wants to read 10 books? And then what are you going to do after you read it? You're going to pass out from information overload. Dr. Scott cuts right to the chase. Hey, you want to stay off, you want to avoid NSAIDs? Here's what you do. You got 50 cents? Here's what you buy. You want to make it right now? Here's how you make it. And boom, she moves on to the next thing. Oh, okay. You don't want to, you know, take joint medication or get, you know, this kind of surgery or these shots? Okay. Or is that where you're headed? No. Let's stop. Here's what you do. Go to the grocery store. Here's what you buy. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. I need you to get this 3-DVD set. It doesn't get any better than this. This is a twofer. One, you're getting some information that is so critical. And you know, one of the things that I was thinking in the back of my head as I was watching this, I said, you know, If there is ever a kind of a breakdown in the social order, where, you know, the grocery stores aren't restocking and the pharmacies aren't restocking and we can't get out there, if you have watched this three DVD set and you have set up your green pharmacy, one of the things you're going to be so excited about is you're going to say, you know what, I think I have most of the things on hand to help myself and my family during this time while we don't have access to pharmacists, to doctors, to health, to the store. I have a remedy right here for a burn. I have a remedy right here for an infection. I have a remedy right here for dysentery. I don't need anything. And so one of the things in the back of my mind is not only do we need this for our families on a day-to-day basis, but just in case we have an emergency, a large-scale emergency, if you sit down and you actually do these exercises and make these remedies, you have a pharmacy at your hands. 212-209-2950. Thank you for those calls. And we need the phones to keep ringing because this is information. And for those of you who are getting this and those of you that are about to call because you're thinking about getting this, one of the things that's so critical about this is that you're going to share this information. So when you buy this three DVD set, what you're doing is you're bringing a library into your family. So, you know, your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, your in-laws, you're going to make these remedies for yourself and your family. They're going to see you using it and they're going to ask you, oh, how'd you do that? I didn't know you could cure a burn that way. You know, I didn't know you could get rid of dysentery that way. How did you do that? So even people who aren't necessarily saying that they're interested in natural medicine, once they see you make these remedies, use them, and they see that they work, they're going to ask you, how'd you do that? Will you do it for me? And you're going to say, you know what? I'll do even better for you.
And you know what, Natalie? What's cool about it is a lot of times you're not having to make anything. I mean, for the burns, all you have to do is bring a can of green beans home.
I know, that blows my mind. 212-209-2950. This is a must-have. Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide, 3 DVD set, 4 hours of do-it-yourself, how-to, simple, effective remedies for everything that ails. It's really incredible.
And, you know, should we go through the different segments just real quickly so people have an idea?
Oh, absolutely. Give us that overview. Break it down.
Part one is emergency remedies, those things that can happen so quickly. And it certainly doesn't replace emergency room care. But if you burn yourself, you cut yourself, you have food poisoning, It might be some time before you can get to that kind of critical care.
Absolutely.
And these are things that will mitigate, and in some cases you may not even need to go to the emergency room. Part two is called designer supplements. All the expensive, as you were talking about earlier, Natalie, all these expensive supplements where we break it out. Where does the supplement come? Where does CoQ10 come from? Where is that? And then the third part is kitchen remedies, things that we may have and call food. One of the most interesting ones to me was horseradish because
horseradish.
I do too. We've learned that ulcers are not, in fact, generally speaking, due to stress, but due to a particular bacterium. And science has now found out that horseradish on contact kills that bacteria, and it's interesting because I have a neighbor who brought me her diagnostic report the other day that she had, in fact, that bacteria, and she said it's happened to me before.
This is the H. pylori?
Horseradish.
Okay.
Yes. And I started her on the horseradish, and she just said to me this morning, I think I'm all well here.
Right. It's so, these, and that's the other thing, is these remedies work really quickly. And I think that's one of the most phenomenal things about natural medicine is that, you know, there are these rules and laws of healing and, you know, time and how long have you had it. But one of the things that I think is so great about these remedies is a lot of times they start working hours after you take them.
That's because our bodies are in harmony.
Right. They recognize
with nature. That. They are not in harmony with man-made Frankensteinian things, you know? I don't care what it is.
And the other thing,
medicine or not,
we
are in harmony with our planet. We are in harmony.
Oh, I have to give out the number again. 212-209-2950. Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide with Dr. Gwen Scott. 212-209-2950. It's a 3 DVD set. 4 hours of straight instructional do-it-yourself Make your own green pharmacy. Easy, easy. You can get these ingredients in your kitchen. You can get them at the grocery store. You can get them in your garden. 212-209-2950, 3DVD set, $150 pledge to the station today. And like I said, this is a win-win. You are getting 4 hours of information. I mean, there must be about 60 or 70 remedies here. I couldn't even count. That was one of the things I thought, let me get in here, let me write down what's, you know, how many remedies there are. I lost count. That's how many remedies there are. And let me tell you, I'm a trained herbalist. I have volumes and volumes of notes and casework from Herb School. I was just talking to another friend who's an herbalist, and she said, you know, I've been meaning to write up my notes for years, and I keep saying I'm going to do it so I can help my patients even more. With something like Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide, this writes up like a quarter of your notes right here. And it not only does it write it up, it's in instructional format, which that's the thing. You can buy all these books out there, but you're not going to finish reading that book and have a green pharmacy set up on your counter at the end of it. You watch these DVDs, you assemble these ingredients, and the next thing is you have an actual green pharmacy. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. I need you to pick up the phone and call now. I know some of you are saying, I think I'll call later. Well, you might not come back to it. So stop what you're doing. If you're driving, I know you're going to have a chance to pull over so that you stay safe on those cell phones. 212-209-2950. Put that number in right now. Give us a call. It's a 3-DVD set, 4 hours. Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide.
Let's keep telling them what else, because there's more here. And I want people to know that these things are available to them. And so many of these things, there's old, old ancient knowledge, but it's been lost. And I learned, as you know, Natalie, we've been talking, I live on a Native American Pueblo here. And one of the things, when it's really hot, and the Native American people have to be out in the fields gathering the corn, whatever, or in the old days, running miles and miles to carry a message, they would take a cup of sage tea, and it prevented moisture loss in the body by about 50%.
Absolutely. Sage is the ultimate internal and external deodorizer.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And the next part, part five, are using teas. Teas as medicines, because that's the old infusion method.
Now, what was the title?
Let me just run through this.
Okay, but what was part four's title?
Part four is, that is spices as medicinal.
Okay.
And then part five is teas as medicinal.
Absolutely.
Part six is how-to. How do you make your own capsules? How do you make extracts? How do you make a really great tonic? How do you make something to rub on your joints that really works for arthritis? How do you get rid of a sinus infection? What do you do if you have a diabetic sore? I mean, how-to. And finally, the last segment, segment seven, is many of the chemicals, and you know this, Natalie, we were talking about this, that people bring into their homes, some of them, as cleaning agents, are on the Geneva Convention list of you can't use them in warfare, they're so toxic.
Mm.
But lots of us like to have our house nice and shiny and clean.
Sparkly.
It's taken me years and years and years, because I'm real particular about this, in that I don't want to have to use a lot of labor to make something natural work. I want something that works, it's easy, it's all natural, it's non-toxic to clean my house. So part seven is healthy cleaners.
Excellent.
And some of them are pretty cool and took me years to find. But
and
that's it. That's
I have
part.
To jump in only because the engineer has let me know that we're at the top of the hour, that we have a goal for the hour that we need to meet. And we need some more phone calls. We need to actually get more of these DVDs out to our listeners. So 212-209-2950. And I know so many of you are listening. You just tuned in. You're kind of like, what is this? I think I need it. And you're right. It's Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. It's a 3-DVD set, 4 hours of how to do it yourself, simple, cheap, some of it's even free, affordable remedies. It's a green pharmacy, so it starts with emergency remedies. It moves on to simple substitutes for those high-priced designer supplements. Then from there, it moves on to those kitchen remedies, you know, those things that you'll find in your fridge, the things that you can get in a garden or in the grocery store to heal what ails. From there, it moves on to spices as medicines. Who knew? From there, you go to tea as medicines. Tea as medicine. So you can drink your medicine throughout the day, which is something I do every day. I make myself two infusions, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. The next part, how to make your own capsules, extracts, tonics, and topicals. Capsules, extracts, tonics, and topicals. Do you know how much it costs when you walk into the health food store or the grocery store just to buy a few bottles of, you know, this urban capsule, that urban capsule? Guess what? If you're willing to cap your own, you can make one of those $30 of X for just maybe a dollar or two if you buy these things in bulk. Part seven, eco-friendly home cleaning that works. I know many of us are very conscientious. Oh, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Get those calls coming in. The three DVD set is $150. But that part seven, that eco-friendly home cleaning, many of us, you know, are striving to increase the natural, you know, the natural living in our food, having natural foods, natural medicines. But, you know, we haven't figured out how to get our homes clean, looking clean, smelling clean, using these natural products. Sometimes we try them and they fail us and we give up. Not anymore. Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide, has us covered from rooter to tooter. It starts with that right? It starts with those emergency remedies in part one, and it takes us to part seven with those eco-friendly home cleaning agents that some of them you make yourself, some of them are commercially available. But so that means that your home can really, you can move towards a toxic-free home. You can move towards a toxic-free diet. You can move towards remedies that don't involve expensive pharmaceutical drugs. And that this is revolutionary in so many ways when so many of us think to ourselves, you know what, I want to do something different, but I can't afford to. I want to do something different, but I don't know how to. Now you can. Now you can. Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. It's a three DVD set. It's 4 hours, seven parts. How to. You're going to have a green pharmacy in your home for pennies on the dollar.